My daughter asked for a cat for Christmas, and I said, no, honey, you'll have turkey like the rest of us.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
When our kids were small, Christmas was a time for stories. Will there be a miracle? My son would ask. Every great Christmas story has a miracle. Oh, yes, I said. Will there be kissing? Asked my daughter. Yuck, said her brothers, as if they'd been rehearsing. One of my favorite Christmas stories, I began, happened to a young man who pastored a very, very old, run-down church. His wife said, honey, we work hard, we can get it into shape. And he said, we, it'll be me. And he was right. He worked faithfully, but the church chimes didn't work, and when a late December storm blew in, a huge chunk of rain-soaked plaster dropped, leaving a ragged hole in the wall behind the altar. With Christmas just 2 days away, the dejected couple attended a charity auction where a beautiful gold and ivory lace tablecloth was unveiled. There were a few half-hearted bids before the pastor thought, aha, I've got an idea. He bid $6.50, carried the old cloth to the church, and hung it behind the altar. The ragged hole was history, and the beauty of the shimmering tablecloth cast a warm holiday glow. I continued telling the kids. Just before noon on Christmas Eve, the pastor noticed a woman shivering in the cold at the bus stop. The bus won't be along for 40 minutes, he said. You're welcome to warm up in the church. She thanked him, came in, and sat on a pew. Suddenly, she rose to her feet and walked up the steps of the chancel where she stood, staring at the great gold and ivory tablecloth. She rubbed the cloth between her fingers and lifted a corner. Tears came as she did. She showed the pastor the monogrammed initials. My husband had this cloth made for me in Brussels, she said. There could not be another like it. She explained that the two of them were Jewish, that they had to flee the Nazis. He put me on a train for Switzerland, she said. He planned to join me, but her voice trailed off. The tears came faster now. I heard he died in a concentration camp, she said. The pastor urged her to take the cloth with her. No, she said. You need it. I want you to have it. The church filled up that Christmas Eve. People sang the great songs of Christmas, of the Christ child and the hope he brought into the world. The gold and ivory lace tablecloth seemed to smile at them in the candlelight, brightening the walls of the church. The congregation loved the new addition, and from the generous donations given, the pastor hired a local jeweler, a clock and watch repairman, to refurbish the church chimes. When the jeweler came, he saw the tablecloth. He stood there. His eyes grew wide. My daughter interrupted my telling of the story. Is it true? She asked. I think so, I told her. The story was printed in the Reader's Digest back in December of 1954. That was before I was born. Oh, she said. Will there be kissing? Wait, I said before continuing. You'll see. The jeweler and the pastor stood wide-eyed before the tablecloth. It's strange, said the jeweler. Many years ago, my wife and I owned such a cloth. The pastor gasped. You'll never believe it, he said, and quickly told of the woman who was there just hours ago. She, too, recognized it as hers. The startled jeweler stood in stunned silence. Could it be her? Pastors aren't always detectives, but this one was. He soon found the woman's address and took the gentleman to meet her. The jeweler knocked on the door, and there stood his beloved wife. The years of separation were washed away as they held each other close. And then, yes, Rachel, there was kissing. Because we all know that every great story has kissing.
Want to help the kids in your life love God's Word? This month, Laugh Again is offering Read, Think, Pray, Do by Simon Camilleri, a fun, faith-building guide that helps kids explore the Bible with curiosity and joy. Using cheerful rhymes and colorful illustrations, children learn how to read, think, pray, and live out God's truth every day. Perfect for ages 4 to 7 and families who want to grow in faith together. Get your free copy at laughagain.ca.